Let's Talk Pets.
Let's Talk Pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
It's Obehave with Arden Moore, the show that teaches you how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Join Arden as she travels coast to coast to help millions better understand why cats and dogs do what they do. Get the latest scoop on famous faces, their perfectly pampered pets, and who's walking who in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails, garner great pet tips, and have a doggone fur-flying fun time. So get ready for the pause and applause as we unleash your Obehave host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
Welcome to the Obehave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Is your dog only a one-trick wonder? Sit. Good boo-boo. Or gimme paw. Good dog. Yikes. Big yawn. Now, unleash your imagination. Envision your dog taking out the trash, or bowling a strike, or, hey, fetching a cold beer from the fridge, even landing you a dream date. Does that sound a little crazy or maybe impossible? Not so. After all, you can accomplish these cool tricks and more with your dog with the help from our very special guest today. Meet Zach George. He is a positively great dog trainer and host of a new TV show on Animal Planet called Super Fetch. Hey, welcome to the show, Zach.
Hi, it's good to be here. How are you?
I'm great. Hey, Zach is on a mission. He's going to teach us cool tricks for our cool pets. So sit and stay. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Time for a pause. Four furry ones, actually. Sit and stay. Obehave will be right back.
Spills, pet messes, and dirt are unavoidable, but the stains and odors they cause are not. Spot Shot Instant Carpet Stain and Odor Eliminator is non-toxic, environmentally friendly, and biodegradable formula. Safely and permanently eliminates the toughest carpet spills and stains, even pet messes. Approved by the Carpet and Rug Institute, Spot Shot neutralizes odors with powerful dual odor eliminators and utilizes an anti-resoiling agent to protect carpets from future stains. Spot Shot products can be found at Walmart, Petco, Lowe's, and your local grocery retailer. For more information, visit spotshot.com.
It's time for school for you and your friends, your furry best friends. Train your dog the fun and easy way with Teacher's Pet Sessions. Teacher's Pet host Pia Silvani teaches you step-by-step how to train your dog the fun and easy way. You get 8 30-minute live audio training sessions, complete transcripts of each session, plus a basic training manual to get you and your dog off to a great start. Training begins the moment you bring your dog home. Teacher's Pet Sessions offers positive reinforcement training to shape your dog's behavior and encourages upbeat, enthusiastic responses to ensure that your dog will enjoy learning. Teacher's Pet Sessions dog training is fun at both ends of the leash. So listen, learn, and laugh with your dog with Teacher's Pet Sessions. Get your copy of Teacher's Pet Sessions Volume 1 today. To order, go to teacherspetsessions.com.
Hi, this is Pia Silvani, your host. Bring your dog, tug toy, and treats, and get ready to have some fun.
teacherspetsessions.com.
Pet Life Radio presents Paranormal Pets, where you can always expect the unexpected. Each week, we'll discuss all aspects of weird or spiritual animal encounters, ghosts, totems, psychic animals, animal souls, animal angels, and animals in religion, with a little cryptozoology thrown in. Step into the supernatural world of pets with your Paranormal Pets ghostly host, Dusty Rainbolt, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's Talk Pets.
Let's Talk Pets.
On Pet Life.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Hi, this is Betty White, and I'm inviting you to tune in to the Obehave Show with Arden Moore on Pet Life Radio.
Obehave is back with more tail-wagging ways to achieve harmony in the household with your pets. Now, back to your fetching host, America's Pet Edutainer, Arden Moore.
Welcome back to the Obehave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Trick or treat? Hey, why not both? Here to treat us with some cool pet tricks is Zach George. He is the host of a new TV show on Animal Planet. It's called Super Fetch. It's going to debut October 3rd. That's 8 o'clock for all you Eastern Standard Time folks on Animal Planet. But you know what? A lot of you already know Zach. He is a YouTube phenom. You have seen his cool videos on YouTube. Just go youtube.com/Zach George. He has gotten more than 3 million hits on his fun dog training videos on YouTube. He's wowed crowds at Frisbee competitions. And finally, the people in the TV land discovered Zach, and now he's the host of the new show called Super Fetch. Zach, I mean, geez, could you imagine from your days growing up teaching your brother's dog to throw a Frisbee that you'd be all set in front of a TV camera with your own show?
It's a dream come true. It's been a lot to take in, but I've enjoyed every second of it, you know. It's an incredible thing, yeah.
Well, let's get a little background. Tell us a little bit about the young Zach and kind of your connection with dogs that in some strange and mystical and fun way has gotten you to the point where you are right now.
You know, actually, it might surprise a lot of people that I didn't grow up with a dog training background. We had a little dog when I was growing up. Her name was Raisin, God rest her soul. She lived to be 16 years old.
Wow.
And, yeah, she was my first dog. She was a little Chihuahua Terrier mix of some kind. Yeah, it didn't do a single thing ever. Never listened to me at all.
But she was a Raisin Lazin, huh? A Lazin,
yeah.
Raisin.
Yeah, my mom picked her up at a flea market. They were giving away a litter, and that was my first dog, actually. I didn't discover my love of dogs until I got to be, I didn't discover my love of training dogs until I got to be a little bit older. But, you know, I've always loved them. I've always thought they were incredible. Lassie was an early inspiration. I watched it as a kid, watched the reruns and everything, and always thought that would be cool, you know, and I just love dogs.
Hey, did you know, we've had John Provost on our show. Did you know that Lassie never did have to rescue Timmy from the well? That's just an urban legend.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you're bumming me out here. I didn't know that.
I know, but he did other cool things, too. I mean, but all the Lassies, all right, another burst your bubble, were all boys.
Oh, that kills me, too. Gosh,
I know.
You know?
But you can't discover, you can't check under the hood on a collie easily on TV. So that, yep, sorry. But
oh,
he's a cool guy.
Awesome. Very cool. Just a very influential show there, wasn't it? You know.
Oh, yeah.
I think that was every boy's fantasy to have a dog that was that amazing. And, you know, I mean, with Super Fetch, we will show you how to do that with your dogs at home, too, how to actually teach them pretty incredible things. It's a lot easier to do than people would imagine, you know?
Yeah, well, you kind of do a nice step-by-step. So let's get into the mind of the dog a little bit, because I think dogs are very much like us. They've got to have some sort of motivation in front of them, correct?
Yeah, absolutely correct. When working with a dog, we refer to it as currency on Super Fetch.
Okay.
We want to know what our dog's currency is exactly. Generally speaking, that's either going to be food or play. But yeah, you want to know what makes them tick. You've got to make it worth their while. That's extremely important and something we emphasize on Super Fetch a lot. You can't make a dog do an amazing trick. You have to make them want to do the trick. That's very key.
Very good. Okay. So with the mindset of the dog, what's more challenging, to train a dog or to train the person to work with the dog?
The latter, for sure. Yeah. Teaching people how to connect with their dogs and trust themselves and have faith in themselves is the most challenging thing of all. But the beauty of it is, you know, dogs were bred to work with people. Therefore, if we just trust that and understand that the dog is predisposed to work with us and very receptive to learning from us, and just trust that, we can teach them a lot more quickly.
Are there any couple of good points that you could give to the people? You said that you need to trust yourself a little bit. What are some other good points you can give people when they start learning and wanting to show off their dog in front of others?
You know, one of the things that I strive to do on SuperFetch is to really simplify things. If you've ever taught a young child anything, it's very similar to teaching a dog. That's the type of training that I like to advocate, working with your dog as though they're a young child. And, you know, the three most important things that I tell people when working with their dog that they have to remember, obviously you've got to put in the time, you've got to be patient, and be overwhelmingly consistent. You know, if you take those three things into account, it's amazing what you can teach your dog. But most of all, you've got to keep it fun and enjoyable for them in order to get very fast results.
So let's talk a little bit about, here you are in Atlanta and you're hanging out with your dog, one of those Einstein dogs, a border collie, and you're winning these extreme dog competitions. Tell us a little bit about what that is. Those are the Frisbee competitions, right? Where you really like do amazing things.
My roots are in dog frisbee. Dog frisbee is where I started, and I love the sport of dog frisbee. And yeah, it's basically a sport where you have a choreographed routine to music, where various factors are taken into account, like the number of catches your dog makes, the complexity of the routine, among other things. And of course, crowd pleasing is a very important aspect of the sport as well. And one of the things that I really love about the sport of dog frisbee is that it gives you that outlet, that artistic expression that's different than most other dog sports. You know, it's not necessarily about a time, how fast a dog can do something. It really challenges you to be creative and connect with your dog to teach them just amazing things. And that's what I got started. That's what actually inspired me to become an extreme trick trainer, is being in the sport of dog frisbee.
You know, it's kind of funny when you say you're an extreme trick trainer. You have to be careful that you have to make sure you're saying you're training dogs, right? Because you could get arrested if people know you're a trick trainer.
Right, yeah. Yeah, we're definitely working with dogs. Yes.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, GP, everybody. Tell us a little bit about Venus. How old is Venus, and what's a very cool trick that you and Venus get to do?
Venus does so many tricks. Venus is 6 years old, as you mentioned. She's a border collie. And there's one trick that we've done that's probably our most high-profile trick. We call it the superstar. It's where I lie on my back, I put my legs up in the air, and she jumps up on my feet and stands up on her hind legs while catching frisbees and holding that pose at the same time. Venus is also the only dog in the world to catch a triple frisbee throw. That's why I throw three frisbees at one time over a span of about maybe 30 yards, and she can catch all three of them while they're airborne. Pretty spectacular. Those were a couple of her extreme tricks, you know.
Wow. And she's definitely a superstar, but not a diva dog, it sounds like.
Oh, she's a bit of a diva. No,
she
definitely. Yeah, it goes to her head. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, she knows. She knows she's awesome.
That's a pretty balancing act. I think on the SuperFetch website, I see a picture of a dog balancing on the heels of a shoes. Is that you in
that
Venus?
That would be me. Yeah, absolutely.
And that's not trick photography, right? We're not doing
not
any photoshopping.
No,
okay.
That's the real thing.
Oh my gosh! So, as a diva dog, is she excited? Does she have her own agent and everything for the show, or how's she been now that she's in the front of the cameras more?
Oh, she's working on it right now. She's working on it. You know, as long as she gets paid, and remember, her form of currency happens to be play, particularly playing frisbee. So, you know, I play lots of frisbee with her, and she's completely content to have that as her payment.
Your training philosophy, there's a lot of trainers out there, and there's a big range. So let's talk about your training philosophy and why you think this trick training mindset, if you will, brings out the best in the two and the four-leggers.
Yeah, the fastest way to connect with your own dog is to teach them an amazing trick, because all an amazing trick is, in most cases, is a series of basic tricks, combining them. And I've often said that teaching an extreme trick to your dog is nothing more than a metaphor for bonding with your dog. You know, you can really connect with your dog at a much faster level when you have to connect with them at such a deep level to teach them a trick. It's so amazing. It's a great way to do it, to work with your dog and to just have a lot of fun with them, you know. It's a parental mindset that I have when teaching with dogs.
So being a little goofy is a good thing.
Oh, yeah, the goofy is better, man. Dogs love it. Hyper dogs are great. Yeah, I love working with hyper dogs in particular. They tend to be the easiest dogs to teach when you're trying to teach a trick. So they're great.
Well, I have two dogs that are quite goofy, and I've been helping a friend out who travels a bit with another dog who is a very, very mellow dog. In fact, the dog's nickname is Sofa, because Sophie just really would prefer just to sit on a sofa. And wouldn't that be your biggest challenge on this SuperFetch show, would be to try to teach a dog like Sofa how to do a trick?
Yeah, it really is. It's tough to teach a dog. It's not tough. It's easier to teach a dog that's got a lot of energy for sure. But yeah, you know, a mellow dog is fine too. And the part of the challenge when working with a dog that's a little more chill is finding out what makes them tick, you know, what their currency is to motivate them to want to do whatever trick it is you're trying to teach them. But yeah, I mean, dogs are like people. I advocate a philosophy more than I do any technique. You know, if you bond with your dog, you're going to teach them a lot quicker than if you applied some type of formula. You know, it's about the bond, not the technique. And that's what I want viewers of Super Fetch to really understand.
You know, secretly, by doing all this, you're lowering heart rate. You're improving people's attitudes. You're kind of like an MD in a way, you know, master of dog dandiness.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they de-stress our lives. Dogs do so much for us, and, you know, I like to, anytime we can give anything back to them, it's great. I mean, let's face it, you know, our dogs are not with us long enough. Any moment that we have with them, we should make the best of that and make their lives absolute heaven in the process. Enjoy every moment to the fullest with them, you know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely. We're speaking with Zach George. He is the host of the new show on Animal Planet. It's called Super Fetch. It starts October 3rd, Saturdays at 8 o'clock. You got to check this guy out. He's also got a ton of amazing videos on YouTube. Just go to youtube.com/Zach George and you will see what I mean. We're going to learn a little bit more about the show and share some of the tricks that Zach has presented to some dandy dogs right after this commercial break. So sit and stay. We'll be right back.
Time for a walk on the red carpet, of course. All Behave will be back in a flash right after these messages.
Give your dog some thought with Dog Thoughts. It's the iPhone application that everyone's talking about.
Hey, what do you think of this? A man in Davis, California says he's invented an application for the iPhone that claims it can read your dog's mind. Huh? No, it's true. I read about it on my cat's Twitter page. That's why.
Jay Leno talked about it, CBS reported on it, and now you can see what all the buzz is about. Created just for dog lovers, Dog Thoughts makes taking photos of your furry best friend more fun. Shake your dog and read his mind. On your iPhone, of course. Take a pic of your pup, shake your phone, and watch as his thoughts appear on the screen. Does he have a bone to pick with you, or is he having a tail-wagging day? Get your Dog Thoughts iPhone app today. Just 99 cents. Go to PetLifeRadioPromotions.com. That's PetLifeRadioPromotions.com.
Greetings, human. What planet am I on?
Welcome to Pet Planet. Here's a copy of Pet Planet magazine, Florida's most informative and fun pet resource magazine. It features heartwarming stories and informative articles from local and national pet experts.
Excellent.
Pet Planet magazine offers Operation Planet Rescue, helping rescued pets find new homes. And it's available at 500 locations in South and Central Florida and 24/7 on the internet at PetPlanetMagazine.com. If you're out and about with your pet, you may be featured in Paparazzi, candid pictures of you and your pet. For up-to-date pet-friendly events, activities, and pet-related services and products, Pet Planet Magazine is your final destination.
I shall take this magazine home with me.
Back to your home planet?
No, to my condo in Boca.
Pet Planet Magazine. Check them out at www.petplanetmagazine.com or 352-394-8578. It's out of this world.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pet Life Radio proudly presents DSPN, the Dog Sports and Performance Network. Get ready to unleash the dog sports enthusiast in all of us. From speed drawing and mushing to racing, agility, and competition, this is the place to learn all about the dog sports and activities that you can do with your furry best friend and canine competitor. So get ready for game time. DSPN with your host, Lori Williams. Every week, on demand. Only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Hi, this is John Provost. You might remember me as Timmy from the Lassie series.
Well, you know, every time Lassie comes home, she always has me turn on Pet Life Radio so she can listen to Arden Moore on that show, you know, Old Behave.
Whoop, whoop.
We're back from the lot. Just checked the paper and we had a record showing at the box. The letterbox, that is. Now back to Old Behave. Here's Arden.
Welcome back to the Old Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. Our special guest is Zach George. He is a dog trainer extraordinaire and the host of the show called Super Fetch on Animal Planet. He's from the Atlanta area. He and his trio of border collies, we've been speaking about Venus, but Zach, so we don't want to slight your other two talented doggies, let's give a little bio on your other two dogs.
Yeah, I've got two other dogs. One's name is Supernova. He's a Blue Merle Border Collie. And the other one's name is Alpha Centauri, and he's a large Border Collie. That's the best way to describe him.
Okay. How old are they?
Pounds. Alpha Centauri is 4, and Supernova is 5.
Okay. So do you do anything with all three in a trick?
I don't really work with them doing a trio in one trick, but I like to teach them all various things. They all have their different strengths, like Supernova is my fastest dog and my best leaper. So I like to teach him tricks that really cater to his strengths. And that's one of the important things to keep in mind when you're working with a dog is work to their strengths. You know, rather than trying to make them something they're not, just like our children have certain strengths, so do our dogs. And bringing those talents out in them is probably the best way to go, at least in my view. Alpha's talent is he's a highly accurate frisbee catcher. He does a lot of tricks and a very patient dog. He's got strong herding drive as well. So he's just an overall good trick dog, you know?
You know, when you say work to their strengths, a lot of folks have boxers and dogs that are really front paw active. It seems like you probably have more chance for success in doing something with a boxer with the front paws than, say, maybe like a Cavalier King Charles, right? Or a Corgi.
Oh, well, I wouldn't necessarily say that. I mean, okay. It depends what you're trying to teach them. I mean, obviously, what you're saying is correct. If you're trying to teach your dog how to do a trick, maybe that involves digging or something like that. But say you want to teach a dog how to walk on their hind legs or something, then you might have better luck with the Cavalier King Charles Spaniel. So it just really depends what you're trying to teach them.
Okay. On the website, on the Superfetch site, I was just laughing out loud. There's some little teaser video clips from your show. And talk a little bit about this hair salon guy named Sandy, who has more tattoos than I've ever seen on a human being, who's teaching his dog Chloe to fetch smocks for his clients.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that guy was hilarious, man. He was so cool. Yeah, he's the owner of Shag Salon out there in Boston. And he brings his dog to work with him every day, this French bulldog she is. Yeah, she is such a trip. He was great. I mean, he represents your average dog parent who really loves their dog but doesn't really, you know, necessarily teach them any amazing tricks. When I first met them, I saw that Chloe, that was the dog's name, is the dog's name. She was so high energy. I'm like, oh, my God, this dog can do anything. And he's like, ah, she's just cute. You know, people like playing with her. He has a strong Boston accent, you know. But, I mean, she was amazing. Just getting him to understand that, look, she's capable of it was the toughest part, but he got that pretty quickly. And, I mean, she was fetching smocks in no time for people and helping him out with his business and growing closer to people and just enjoying life overall. And that's always the bigger picture. Superfetch is never about teaching the dog the trick. It's more about spending time with them. And, you know, again, as I said before, it's just that metaphor for that bond. That's what the trick is. So as long as the relationship with the dog grows, then we've had success. The trick is secondary.
What are some of the things that will be airing that we can be tuning in to see? I know I saw something about taking garbage out or bowling.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. We've got dogs taking out the garbage. We did teach a dog how to bowl. And one of the good things about, like, the bowling dog, for example, I mean, how many of us want to teach our dog to bowl? Probably not a lot of us. It's pretty cool to watch, but, you know, it's not something we're going to stop what we're doing to do. But one of the bigger lessons, and all of our tricks have these bigger picture lessons in them is, all right, when you're bowling and you're teaching the dog to hit the bowl down the lane, they can't cross the line, right?
Right.
Because, I mean, they would be disqualified. We're not going to make special rules for the dogs. Come on. So we teach that abrupt stay, and everyone needs to know how to teach their dog to stay on a dime. I mean, you know, dogs can't run into the road after a squirrel, right? So, that's something that we teach our dog. In the process of teaching a dog how to bowl, we teach him how to have an abrupt stay and to listen to us immediately in that situation. So every trick has that building block that we can all apply to our dogs in everyday life. That's the beauty of the show and what makes it light years ahead of any dog training show that's ever existed.
I think the other thing that I really find appealing about the show is it isn't just somebody coming on the show and showing us how cool their dog is. It sounds like you found that secret formula where you're inspiring the viewers to realize the potential in their dog, and their bond with their dog is really limitless.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we're striving to do here. I mean, when I saw how easy it was for me to work with my own dogs, and I realized how simple it was because, you know, when I first looked into the world of dog training and was educating myself on it, what frustrated me the most was that there were these generic formulas, and it never did you see anyone taking into account the personality of the dog themselves. It was always just, this is what your dog does when they're doing this thing. And the emphasis was always on fixing a broken dog rather than making our great dogs better. I mean, 99.999% of people in the world love the dogs just the way they are. And, I mean, this is a dog training show for the rest of the world.
This is awesome. I mean, I think you tapped onto it. I get tired of having people say, my dog just won't do this. My dog won't do that. My dog's a butthead. And I'm thinking, wow, if you just let the dog have some fun, I think you're going to be amazed by what they can do.
Right,
it's
exactly,
the trust
we're
about, talking about.
We're about celebrating the energy of the dog on Super Fetch more than trying to tone it down. Give me a dog that likes to jump on you, and I'll show you a dog that can learn an amazing trick like ride a bike. That's something else that we cover on. We teach a dog how to ride a bike tandem, nonetheless.
Wow.
So, I mean, your imagination is the limit. Dogs are highly adaptable and will do just about anything we ask them to do as long as we make it worth their while and make them want to do it.
So how does somebody get in touch with you, and how did you get these people, and how long did it teach you to say, teach a dog to bowl or to ride tandem biking?
Well, you know, and I need to clarify something here. I'm not the one teaching these dogs. The parents of these dogs, the people who have them as part of their life, are the ones who have to rise to the occasion and teach these dogs. I simply give them the know-how, the inspiration, and the methods to use when working with their individual dog to teach them the trick. So that's an important distinction there.
Okay.
And your other question was, how do people find me?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I'm very easy to find anywhere on the internet as long as you spell my name correctly, which is spelled a little bit differently, but Z-A-K. George, but ZachGeorge21@yahoo.com is the email address that I use most often. So
okay.
YouTube is also a great way to get in touch with me. Twitter, and Facebook, you name it. I'm everywhere.
Hey, do the Twitter. What's the Twitter?
Twitter.com/ZachGeorge as well, Z-A-K.
All right. You know, you do look a little like a young Barry Manilow. You don't sound like him, so I didn't know if you sang as well as him or if you had any fun Barry Manilow tricks or songs that you do with Venus and your trio.
Maybe in season two we'll address that. But yeah, no, I don't sing. Definitely not. I know where my talents are. I'm going to stick with dog training for the time being.
Okay, that sounds good. What do you do for fun when, you know, you're not in front of the camera? Is there something special you love doing? If you could just have some free time with your three dogs, what's something that you enjoy best doing?
You know, something I do with my dogs is, I mean, my favorite thing to do in life with them is just go to the park and play frisbee with them and just play mm-hmm. fetch. I mean, I spend a lot of time wrestling with them, just, you know, messing around like anyone else does. I'm a normal dog parent. You know, I don't have a military-style house. I mean, my dogs can do whatever they want, you know, as long as they've done so much for me and they make my life so amazing that as long as it's reasonable, they do what they want. You know, they're not destructive, so... I mean, they can sleep with me, they can get on the couch. I'm not one of these dog trainers who says, oh, your dog should never be allowed on the couch. If you want them to be allowed on the couch, let them be there, you know? It's just about really enjoying your dog's life. But, you know, I'm kind of an internet geek, too. I like my gadgets and my technology. That's something I like to do for fun. Go to the movies every once in a while. Kind of boring outside of dog training, actually.
No, you're not at all. Now, if people want to see if they can be part of this show, I know you've probably taped a lot of the episodes, and I'm already confident that you're going to be renewed for a second season. How do people find out how they can get in touch with the people from the show if they want to solicit your talents?
DogTricksAtPowderHouse.net is one of the, I believe, yeah, DogTricksAtPowderHouse.net is where viewers can go to audition for the show and to submit a casting tape.
Okay, that sounds good. Is there any trick on the show that you were just blown away that all of a sudden you couldn't believe the dog was able to do that, and you maybe the people were, you know, really were committed more than you expected?
Yeah, absolutely. And actually, two of them that we've talked about come to mind, coincidentally enough. Obviously, the dog riding the tandem bike was one of the tricks, because I'm not impressed that easily. I've seen a lot. That trick really just blew me away with Samantha and her dog, Ruiz. Just unbelievable. Another, Chloe fetching the smock was incredible, because that was the French bulldog we were talking about a little earlier with Sandy. It blew me away because I didn't feel that he was getting it necessarily at the beginning, but he came through and connected with his dog. So that really surprised me a lot. It's nice to see that because, yeah, every once in a while I'll see a great dog, but I'm like, this person just is going to complicate it to death. But it's nice to see when they really get through and just really just trust their instincts. That's always what I'm most impressed by.
Well, that sounds great. We're speaking with Zach George. He is an amazing dog trainer. I think he's kind of a dog people inspiration guy. He really brings out the best in every one of us. And he lets us know that, you know, just don't be limited by your imagination, right, Zach?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, our dogs will always surprise us, for sure.
Yeah, in a good way. That's the best part. So I want you to all tune in to Superfetch on Animal Planet. It will start October 3rd. That's Saturday at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. It's on Animal Planet. But check out the YouTube.com and Zach George, that's Z-A-K George, and find out some of the cool things that he knows and has already shown. He has a following of multi-millions. And I'm just really glad that we have someone like you on TV that is giving us kind of a fun way to dog training. Because just as we started in the beginning of the show, teaching a dog to sit is kind of boring for both of us. Wouldn't you agree, Zach?
Yeah. I mean, teaching sit, that's, you know, 5 minutes of teaching. You know, they are capable and they crave so much more than that. So Superfetch really allows us to go to the next level with our dog.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes when I'm with some friends or with little kids or something, and I teach my dog, I say, park it, instead of the word sit. And you can almost see that the dog's smiling, like, thank you. You right. had me at park it, you know?
Right, yeah, definitely. I mean, thinking outside the box, I like that. I like that a lot.
Or when you do the down with kids, I say, go splat. And then the dog goes splat right on the floor. And all of a sudden, the kids start giggling. And I think that energy, our dogs pick that up.
Yeah, they definitely do. You hit on an important point there. The energy is everything. You cannot deceive a dog. They will see right through you. So if you approach it with a less than happy attitude, then you'll have a tougher time. But if you're psyched about it and you're, you know, truly, genuinely ready to have fun with your dog, they're going to learn, and they're going to learn fast.
Well, that sounds great. I'm really glad you were a guest on our show. We're speaking with Zach George. He is the new host of Superfetch on Animal Planet. I also want to take the time to thank my cool producer, Mark Winter. He makes this show happen each and every week. And for all your listeners, dash over to PetLifeRadio.com. We have a ton of great hosts for every kind of pet you can ever think of, from dogs, cats, and lizards to birds. Oh, my. So check out PetLifeRadio.com. So until next time, this is your flea-free host, Arden Moore, delivering just two words to all you 2-, 3-, and 4-leggers out there. I'll behave.
Coast to coast and around the world, it's All Behave with Arden Moore. Find out why cats and dogs do the things they do and get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get great tail-wagging pet tips and have a fur-flying fun time. All Behave with America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Every week on demand, this is the place for a special paparazzi treat. Only on PetLifeRadio.com.